Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, CBS Audio Network, and I'm very pleased to welcome from London, Joseph Sternberg of the Wall Street Journal Editorial Board. He writes political economics from London, and there's plenty of that inside the crisis of the virus, outside the vaccine rescue, and then, Joseph, a very good evening to you. I begin with the headlines because once you start, it's compelling. You're drawn in to the story in Europe right now. For example, the WHO says this virus came from bats. Not all that reassuring, given what's going on. France is reaching its ICU capacity, and French ministers are saying it's getting worse constantly. In Japan, they've just started the vaccine, and there's no promise that the outside world will be invited to the Olympics this summer. Turkey is tightening lockdowns for Ramadan. In Hong Kong, which is a troubled city that you lived in for many years, they're easing some restrictions, but then again, the big restriction of liberties remains on. In the United States, Dr. Birx, formerly of the Trump administration, comments that many lives could have been saved had the U.S. moved earlier. However, in contrast to Europe, the question is, what is earlier? Because we now come to your column, there's much to develop about the Europeans right now, including what used to be known as vaccine nationalism, now known by the wags in London as the jab wars, the jab wars. However, Joseph this week is writing of one particular country that has been at the center of the European Union since its birth and really the engine for the economies that were so glowing before the pandemic hit, Germany, Deutschland. Joseph, a very good evening to you. Angela Merkel, 16 years the leader of coalition in Berlin, regarded as a great success knitting together all of these states and the old Germany, that would be West Germany, with the new Germany, East Germany and West Germany connected. Angela Merkel, of course, her origins are in East Germany. All that success now is in question because of what is understood as Angela Merkel's mistake about lockdowns. The most recent headline I can find, Merkel presses German states to get tough with COVID curbs. And this last weekend, the incidence of the virus per 100,000 in Germany went to 130 from 104 a week earlier. The number of total confirmed coronavirus cases in Germany increased by 17,000 to 2.7 million plus. This is data from the Robert Koch Institute. The reported death toll rose by 90 to 75,870. So, the second spring of the virus, what I learn is that Germany's in worse shape than it was a year ago, and that Germany is no longer the guidepost for the rest of Europe. What has happened to Angela Merkel? That is the subject of your column. Good evening to you, Joe.
Hey, John. Well, what has happened to Angela Merkel indeed? I mean, this is a remarkable health and political story in Germany. I mean, the extent to which they seem to be completely losing the plot over the vaccination program. And that means that they also are really struggling to contain this current wave of the pandemic. I mean, I think that the basic contours of this are that, you know, remember last year we were hearing a lot about how the German government had been very on the ball and effective with the contact tracing and the test and trace that they were doing and isolating people who had been in contact with potential cases and trying to manage the spread of the disease that way. And of course that worked for a while, but ultimately the pandemic in Germany expanded beyond the point where you could really control it that way. And now what you have is part of the story will sound very familiar to American listeners. Germany as a federal system, which means that Angela Merkel's ability to demand particular responses like lockdowns at the federal level from Berlin is very limited. And she is dependent on a bunch of 16 state governors who are not as cooperative with some of the measures that she wants to do. But also this mounting frustration with the very slow, ineffective, botched vaccine rollout, which the federal government is largely responsible for. And, you know, this is creating a big change in her political fortunes because people were really enthusiastic about her last year, especially in contrast to President Trump. She seemed very sober, very scientific. Her background is with a career in science before she went into politics. And yet that doesn't count now if there aren't the results. And, you know, people are noticing that there aren't the results, that Germany is not reopening at the pace that people had hoped. The virus is not under control as well as it is becoming in places where the vaccination is further along. And she is paying a political price for that, it would seem.
The puzzle, Joe, is where did this go wrong? The vaccine is here as of mid-December. More and more of the vaccine is coming online. I note the Prime Minister of Great Britain, Mr. Johnson, is announcing they will purchase from a new manufacturer, Novavax. So there's better and better news. The puzzle here is, let's start with the different puzzles. First of all, is it accurate to say that Angela Merkel, the Chancellor, participated in the doubts about one vaccine in particular, the Oxford AstraZeneca? Did she get caught up in that swirl of headlines these last weeks?
Yes. I mean, they've got two problems here. One is the procurement and whether they have enough vaccine. And then the other is exactly these, you know, concerns that keep popping up about the safety of the vaccines that affect whether people will take them. Now, I mean, because of these procurement problems that the European Union as a whole has had, which means that this Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine is really the only one that is widely available right now, even though the regulators have approved several of the others, you know, means that there's been a lot of discussion about the safety of this. And, you know, Angela Merkel was out there kind of, instead of pushing back against some of the early, you know, very questionable concerns that people raised about the efficacy or safety of this vaccine. Remember, there was this question about whether it was really effective for people over the age of 65. Angela Merkel, who is 66, said that she would not receive it. That kind of created a lot of doubt about it, even though this was at a time when real-world experience for millions of Britons getting that vaccine in the UK showed that it was effective for older people. So, you know, Merkel contributed to that kind of doubt without any justification because there was so much real-world evidence that it worked. So that's one problem. And then more recently, there have been some of these spurious concerns about whether this vaccine causes problems with blood clotting in some proportion of people who receive it. Again, there is no real-world evidence for this from the UK, where north of 11 million people have received this vaccine now. And yet the German regulators were right out there at the front on the barricades, you know, saying that they would suspend administration of this vaccine while they checked for the safety concern that doesn't actually exist. And that also is going to then slow, you know, now you've got Merkel out there worrying that they don't have enough acceptance of the vaccine. Well, whose fault is that?
The lockdowns, Joe, that is driving the story everywhere in America, when they come off, when they don't come off. I see that the presenting issue for Angela Merkel is that she changed her mind or admitted to an error. Has that never happened before in her 16 years, that she admitted to an error and recovered from it? It appears that the closer she gets to stepping down, the more she's pummeled by her allies, not her adversaries, her allies.
Yes, and this is all a consequence of the fact that the vaccination program. So, you know, the latest kerfuffle about lockdowns in Germany is that Merkel came out and said that she wanted to do a very strict lockdown over the Easter weekend, which is a four-day holiday in Europe. People take off the Friday and the Monday as well. And that proposal sank like a stone because, you know, since scientists complained that the lockdown would be too short to be effective, and businesses said, well, we don't want to shut down for no reason. And the pushback for that was so fierce that she had to actually apologize. And what she is hoping, oddly enough, is that voters will blame her alone for that so that her party will have some chance of success in the national elections that are due later this year. But, you know, this is the kind of debate that you have when people can see in other countries that there is an alternative to the lockdowns, and that is vaccination, but their government in Berlin just hasn't been able to pursue that. And that is creating all kinds of political problems, and her party is down in the opinion polls right now to the extent that we can believe opinion polls. And it is a consequence of all of these errors.
I'm speaking to Joseph Sternberg, a member of the editorial board of the Wall Street Journal. He is in London. He writes the political economics column. We've started with Germany, but all the problems are not in Germany. When we come back, how does this connect to the European Union in total? And how does this connect to the tumult we've had these last years over Brexit, over one particular part of the European Union leaving? I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show on CBS Audio Network.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Eastern and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.